One time I was talking to a church Christ preacher, and I said, I'd like to ask you a question. What if you died? And what if you went up to heaven and stood in the before God at the judgment, and God said, take this man and cast him into hell? What would you say? And that church Christ preacher said, there wouldn't be anything I could say. I said, there'd be something I could say if that happened to me. And he said, that's blasphemous. I said, no, it isn't blasphemous. I believe the Bible. God gave his son to die for my sins, and the Bible said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. I believe in Jesus Christ as my Savior. I'm trusting that he paid for my sins at Calvary, and God cannot be God and cast me into hell. Why? Jesus Christ suffered hell for me. Jesus Christ suffered damnation for my sins. He was judged in my behalf. God found him guilty in my behalf, and God crucified him in my behalf. My sins are paid for by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm redeemed by his blood. And God Almighty cannot say, depart from me, you work of iniquity, I never knew you, because he does know me, and he knows me as one that believes in his Son as my Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ was beaten for you. Jesus Christ was tortured for you. Jesus Christ was belittled in your behalf. Jesus Christ had fun poked at him in your behalf. Jesus Christ stood naked in front of the world as they gaped at him, and he did it in your behalf. Jesus Christ was humiliated in your behalf. Jesus Christ was judged in your behalf. Jesus Christ was found guilty of your sin in your behalf. Jesus Christ was condemned in your behalf. Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died in your behalf. Jesus Christ was raised from the dead in your behalf. Jesus Christ was raised from the dead in your behalf. Jesus Christ was raised from the dead in your behalf. Jesus Christ was raised from the dead in your behalf. Jesus Christ was raised from the dead in your behalf.